Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
You know what, Ali? You can tell a good Italian restaurant by the smell as you walk into it.
And so true.
That's Paparazzi Restaurant. Book your table for the weekend. It's a celebration. PaparazziRestaurant.com.au.
Sex and the City fans are mourning the death of Willie Garson, who portrayed the delightful Stanford Blatch, the gay BFF of Sarah Jessica Parker's Carrie Bradshaw, in the hit HBO series. Garson passed away on Tuesday, just aged 57, with sources saying he had been battling cancer. He was recently spotted filming scenes for HBO's upcoming Sex and the City spin-off, And Just Like That, and was excited to be part of the exciting new series. His son paid tribute on Instagram, saying, "I'm so glad you got to share all your adventures with me. I will always love you, but I think it's time for you to go on an adventure of your own."
The Rolling Stones had a small warm-up show on Monday night in Massachusetts, performing for their invite-only crowd of 300. The band dedicated their first show back to their late drummer, Charlie Watts, who passed away last month. He was only 80. With an emotional Mick Jagger paying tribute to Charlie Watts.
"It's a bit of a poignant night for us. This is our first tour in 59 years that we've done without our lovely Charlie Watts. And we all miss Charlie so much. We miss him as a band, we miss him as friends. I hope you will remember him like we do. So we'd like to dedicate this show to Charlie."
Our own Nicole Kidman caught up with Jimmy Fallon to chat about her latest Series 9 Perfect Strangers, celebrating 15 years of marriage, and if she would ever do a duet album with Keith.
"I've seen you sing with Keith before. Would you guys ever do a duet album?"
"No. No, no."
"Why? Why?"
"Because you have to sort of, I mean, I have this thing where I just stay in your lane, right? I shouldn't be trying to get into his lane.
No,
I'm fine where I am."
"Okay, and yeah, okay."
"So, yeah."
"All right, so it would never happen."
"And also, I don't feel comfortable singing. Like, I have sung, but it's not really what I feel comfortable doing."
The Johnny Depp-less Fantastic Beasts 3 film now has a title and a release date. Fantastic Beasts: The Secrets of Dumbledore will drop in theatres on April 15, 2022. Eddie Redmayne is back as the lovable magi zoologist Newt Scamander, with Jude Law as Dumbledore and Mads Mikkelsen taking over from Johnny Depp's dark wizard Grindelwald.
Well, I'm looking forward to that one. And Netflix has dropped the trailer for the Britney Spears documentary exactly 1 week ahead of her next conservatorship hearing, with the doco dropping the day before the pop star heads to court. All the secrets are out and Britney won't be silenced anymore. Britney vs. Spears drops on Netflix on September 28.
"I just want my life back.
Britney's been silenced to speak out about anything that's really going on.
Britney had a fear that her family would barge in and take everything.
What was going on inside the conservatorship? And why was she still in one if she was, quote, okay? Britney made other people a lot of money.
I've worked my whole life. I don't owe these people anything."
"How do you get out?"
"You don't get out. Until you scream.
Deserve to have the same rights as anybody does. It's been 13 years and it's enough."
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.